We're up and running, and we're radio entrepreneurs, and we are featuring the stories of entrepreneurship all the time. And our next guest is Jason Lasser.
Yep.
Lasser of Blink R.
Great.
What's a blinker?
Blinker is the next wave of IoT development. It's a powerful hardware pre-connected to a cloud backend, data visualization tool, and developer's environment that works right out of the box.
Whoa. Okay, now tell us what Blinker is.
Yeah, so Blinker is the brand.
In other words, more details.
Yep. So we are kind of a spin-off company of an existing design and manufacturing company, and we've noticed a lot of issues in terms of developing IoT products. A lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of very smart individuals on a very huge team. So what we've actually done is kind of consolidated everything you need, repackaged it in a format that you can kind of open the box up, maybe attach a sensor. We'll have a couple development tool sets. You're good to go. So that's
kind of... So it's really like a product tool.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a product tool for hardware.
It's a tool for individuals innovating in the IoT space, Internet of Things.
And you're selling it B2B?
We're going, yes. However, the community around development IoT is very close to the consumer side. So we're trying to balance the B2B with the B2C sales. These people are very, well, I don't want to speculate like that, but there's a lot of people who just want to kind of connect their house for their own purposes, increase their own skill sets in terms of coding. This is a great platform for them.
These are home nerds.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You know, makers,
not Chris
hackers.
And I.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you guys know how to code. You know what I mean? There's a perfect product for you.
The only mechanics Chris does at home is opening his pizza box.
Okay.
And sometimes throwing it out afterwards.
Yeah. We might
sometimes,
be able to connect
but rarely. He leaves that for his mother still. He's a full adult who still has his mother trained, which is smart. He's probably smarter than all of us. Jason, what's your background? How'd you get into this business?
So I started a design firm a few years ago, and this relationship started as a client until we started kind of kicking it off real well, and then that client relationship turned to a partner. Now I'm a co-founder in Blinker, and I'm really trying to help push this this future of connected devices.
Are you an engineer yourself?
No, I'm a designer, so I'm much more on the art, the aesthetic, the emotional side of products. So I'm really pushing the brand right now.
Do you come from a background of entrepreneurship? Is this always your destiny?
I think so, to be honest. My grandfather sold light bulbs out of his garage. My dad did take the engineering road, but did a lot of consulting later on in his career. And then it kind of just streamlined myself into it, to be honest. And haven't looked back yet, so it's going well, but I'm still a very early stage company for myself.
Interesting. And you have partners, correct?
Yep. So my partner right now, unbelievable, has kind of worked on a lot of the foundations in connected devices. So worked on some of the early stage glucose meters that's connected to an iPhone. And really helped kind of pioneer this.
Does that go together, glucose meters and iPhones? Or is that separate?
Years ago, they kind of made this. There's a lot of issues in terms of regulations, but they kind of got this one passed. So there is, I'm not exactly sure the name of it, but it is good to go. It's connected for diabetes.
That's what I thought. Okay. And so it's a glucose meter that works on your iPhone for diabetes.
Yep. So it has
okay,
that.
I had to put it all together.
Yeah, the app side of it, you know, the human interface is great iPhone or Android.
Oh, very convenient for diabetics.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. It's not a lifesaver, but makes life a lot more pleasant.
One of the huge things in IoT is all about the efficiency of experience. So the fact that we can kind of start measuring this data, kind of learn about, you know, what sets people off, you're just kind of building more information for the long term.
So you're doing all this, you have a laboratory or a place where you do all this work?
We have a facility in China that does the manufacturing of the devices. We're kind of spun this out of the Cambridge area, so we kind of have more of a workspace, but we are kind of working at different cafes, different coffee shops whenever we can meet up.
So you're doing the development work at, so to speak, at Panera, and then you're doing the manufacturing in China?
Yes and no. The hardware, for the most part, is pretty much good to go, so we don't really need to develop that. We more kind of sit down to talk about, you know, next steps, where should we go, trying to customer acquisition type conversations.
Interesting. How long have you been in business?
little clarification, my design firm or Blinker?
Okay, both.
So the design firm has been in business for about 4 years. Blinker, we're about to launch in May. We're going to be using a crowdfunding campaign because it's very community driven. So this is kind of a great platform for us to build off of. So ideally, we haven't even launched yet, but we've been in business for, my partner's been in business for about 15, 20 years. And then I've been on board for about 8 or 9 months now.
Interesting. Are you going to keep the design firm going?
Absolutely. So this is kind of a great next step for myself in terms of entrepreneurship. So now that we have this easy-to-use development tool, I can then go out and work on top of it. So if there's a great need for some sort of connected device, I can easily streamline that, and we can get even faster in terms of reaching the hands of potential users and customers. So it kind of just works great in line for that type of mentality in terms of, I want to go help people. I have this new partnership with advanced technology. What are the possibilities?
Interesting. So you're not, you really don't have any revenue yet for Blinker, or you do?
We do not. So our first crowdfunding is for pre-sales to make sure that there is a quality and need for it. And then after that, we'll be up and running.
And you want to hold on to the business, or is this just a business that you want to spin off and maybe start something else? Is this the design firm will continue to spin off other businesses? Give us a sense of what's in that head of yours. What's your entrepreneurial model?
Yeah. So
no one's listening.
Yeah, for the design firm, I would like to just spin off I don't want to say as many as I can, but as many as I can. This technology isn't going anywhere. It's just getting better. So the faster you get into it, the faster you can expand on it. And then the data visualization and the AR, VR, technology augmented reality, is just, I'm all about the three-dimensional world. So wherever direction it takes me next, I'm really excited for it.
Have you done all your legal work for your partnership and the IP work on the product, or not yet?
Yes, I believe that there's, we have a patent in process, pending process, patent pending for our actual integration. Honestly, I'm not 100% sure. That's like kind of a better question for my partner, who kind of deals with the engineering business side, and I'm much more of the brand and user engagement side of it. So I want to say a soft yes, but I can't be definitive on that.
That was definitive in my world.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Yeah, you gave me the answer. So one partner, this partner is not in the design firm, but is in Blink R?
Yeah, it's Blink R, Blinker, whichever one you kind of feel. I like it in the Boston area, so there is that R. You can't really change it around.
Well, if it was New England, we dropped the R.
I know, that's why I made sure it's in
there. We put it at the front.
He's not technically affiliated with the design firm, but it's very close to a consultant, so yes, it gets that level of relationship that's very embedded inside of the company.
So, Jason, how does somebody find you at the design firm or Blinker?
You can contact me at applieddsgn.com, or you can go to blink-r.io, sign up for special offers, updates, and kind of understand exactly a little bit more about what we're doing.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show. Will you come back again as you do some of your crowdfunding?
Absolutely. This is a great opportunity, so I really appreciate the time.
Yeah, we want to track you, maybe give you a hand wherever we can along the way. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We've been speaking with Jason Lasser of Blinker, and keep typing Blinker into your web browser, and let's see where it's going over the next 6 months. Thanks for being on the show.
All right, thank you so much.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages from Radio Entrepreneurs.